This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Get the COVID shots or lose your job. That's the ultimatum to New York City public workers. Several thousand of them could lose their jobs today if they don't show proof they've gotten at least two COVID shots. This includes teachers, firefighters, and police officers. A stark warning this morning for Americans in Ukraine. It comes from Secretary of State Tony Blinken, who says the Russians could invade Ukraine at any time now.
We're continuing to draw down our embassy. We will continue that process. And we've also been very clear that any American citizens who remain in Ukraine should leave now.
Russia has more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine. It says it has no plans to invade, but it wants the West to keep Ukraine and other former Soviet countries out of NATO. Authorities in Canada are going to court today to try to break the bridge blockade by truckers protesting the country's COVID restrictions. Automakers on both sides of the border are complaining of parts shortages. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The Biden administration is urging Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government to use federal powers to end the truck blockade by Canadians protesting the country's COVID-19 restrictions. The Freedom Convoy blocked the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit for a fourth straight day on Thursday, disrupting the flow of auto parts and other products between the two countries.
Five Phoenix police officers were wounded after responding to a report of gunfire inside a home early this morning. Four of them were shot while trying to take a baby to safety. A woman at the home was also critically injured. No word yet on what's happened to the shooter. Police say the wounded officers are recovering. They say the baby is okay. This is AP News. Energy prices are going up overseas, too.
Spiking energy prices are raising utility bills in many European nations. From Poland to the UK, high energy prices are leaving Europe's homes struggling to make ends meet, with small businesses uncertain about how much longer they can stay afloat. In response, governments across Europe are rushing to pass aid to ease the hit as energy prices drive a record rise in consumer prices. With energy demand now back high, it's run up against gas reserves, sapped by a cold winter last year, a lack of renewable energy generation over the summer, and Russia not selling as much gas as usual to Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., Chipotle's increased menu prices 10% to offset the rising costs of beef and transportation, as well as higher employee wages. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.